The Glory Hole Shelter and Soup Kitchen reopened its doors Wednesday morning after plumbing repairs had closed down its headquarters for the last 2 months. KTOO's Kevin Reagan has more.
It's moving day for Maria Loveschuk at the Glory Hole.
So it's going to kind of like go on an angle right here.
The executive director of Juno's nonprofit homeless shelter has not worked at a desk of her own since a broken pipe flooded the building 2 months ago.
The transition period will be over pretty soon. It's just really great to have the building back.
The shelter stayed in operation while its building was under repair. The Salvation Army and Holy Trinity Church helped the Glory Hole provide basic services to its regular patrons. Loveschuk says insurance covered most of the repair costs, and community donations allowed the Glory Hole building to undergo some much-needed upgrades. New cabinet panels, kitchen stove, and plumbing system were installed while the building was being serviced.
Fortunately, we have a lot of partners in the community and in the state, and because of the help of our great partners, it has not been as horrible as it could have been.
Just below Loveschuk's office, her staff is preparing to serve the first meal in the Glory Hole since the building went into repair. A crowd of about 20 quickly files in right at lunchtime.
Help yourself to a sandwich and a plate if you like one.
On the menu is homemade chili and Subway sandwiches.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Welcome back.
For Mike Davis, the chili isn't quite strong enough. He pulls out a container of garlic salt and sprinkles it on top. It's a ritual he does with all of his food.
Cold medicine. That's actually what it is. That just keeps you healthy.
Davis had been staying at the Juno International Hostel with other Glory Hole residents during the repairs. He doesn't plan to stay in the shelter for very long, but he's glad to see it reopened for those who have nowhere else to go.
I know it's really important for a lot of these people. They feel a lot more comfortable here. Sense of security, I guess.
The Glory Hole is capable of housing 40 people at a time in its dormitories, and residents have been moving back in for the last couple of weeks. With the building back in operation, Loveschuk says it should be easier for the Glory Hole to continue its involvement with developing the capital city's Housing First project to address chronic homelessness. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.